I mean, as players, that's what you have to do. We have a lot of things we got to improve on. A lot of mistakes that we made in that game in Dallas. Certainly some good things that we're building on, but there's still plenty of mistakes, that things we can correct, right? We have too many penalties, turn it over twice, and those are things that will get you beat. And so it's actually not hard, in my opinion, to watch the tape and, be pleased with some of the good things that we're doing, but be motivated to correct some of the mistakes.
How different does this Jacksonville defense look from the one you played in 2010?
Seems like a long time ago, 2010. So they have some new players, certainly have new schemes, you know, different coaches. So still getting to know them. It's early in the week. It's a, unfamiliar opponent. Like I say, each week you still prepare for kind of the unexpected or unscouted look, and still getting to know them early in the week.
Can you tap Jack Del Rio or Corey Unlund this week for some of the personnel they have over there?
I'm not sure. I haven't done that yet.
You call him an unfamiliar opponent. This would be the 20th time you've played him.
Yeah.
Would be a familiar opponent.
Well, I guess just when you got a new defensive coordinator and a team that you didn't play last year, a team that you're not playing twice a year, 2010, like I said, was a number of years ago. And so it's, it's still early in the season. So it's still hard to know what you're going to get.
I know on the other ball, but when a guy like Champ, all he's done in bringing that leadership, comes back to a team, what will it do for that defense mentally as well as what he could run a field?
Yeah, I guess I probably can't answer that. You know, some of the defensive players, but I know from a team standpoint, it's great to see number 24 there, to see him stretching, across from me in the stretch line. I've seen him every day in the training room. I know how hard he's worked to get healthy and to get back out there. And I know he's tried to be smart about it. At the same time, trying to as best as he can to get out there in a hurry. And as a team, we're certainly glad to have him back.
A lot of talk this week about point spreads. Is there a conscious effort in that locker room to say, hey, look, we've got to focus on this?
Yeah, we have never talked about that. And so it's completely irrelevant to me. And we're playing a good NFL football team. I don't look at anything besides what I see on the tape on defense. And, I see a team that's stingy in the red zone. I've seen some offenses that have made some really good plays against them that have been hard to defend. And certainly, it's a team with a lot of pride. And so it's about what are you doing each week. What you did last week, the week before, it really is irrelevant. So it's about this week.
Peyton, you've drawn 10 defensive offsides from the way you bark them at the line of scrimmage. Is that, is the yardage your goal there? Is it neutralizing a pass rush? It's your theory,
Yeah, I guess we don't really have a theory on it necessarily. You always try to mix your snap counts up and try to anything you can do, whether it's, Adam Gase, mixing the run, the pass, the play action, trying to keep a defense off balance. Certainly when you're, doing your snap count, to mix that up, to keep a defense from hopefully having any type of beat on it, to protect your edges, protect Chris and Orlando who are out there on an island. And you're trying to do whatever you can to give yourself an advantage and maybe put the defense in somewhat of a disadvantage.
Much has been made at the end of the game last Sunday, and I apologize for judging that 4 days later. But do you remember being a student of the game, seeing when Green Bay stepped aside and let Terrell Davis score for this team's first Super Bowl?
I do remember that, yeah.
What do you remember about it? Did that go through your, that kind of thing go through your
mind? Well, you certainly don't know what the opponent's going to do, but we certainly had our plan. And when we got the turnover, we had a quick discussion. I mean, it's not very long as a timeout, but it seems like these TV timeouts, they're getting shorter and they're hurrying you in there. And so we said that we wanted to score a touchdown, but slowly, if that's possible. And so I think, what that meant was, trying to get maybe a first down, or two. And then once we got that first down on the first play, we said, okay, now if we can get that second first down, let's do that and not score. So we kind of had a plan. We changed the plan after Demaryius' first play. I thought we were aggressive with the play calling. A lot of teams go in there, you can go run, settle for field goal, and now they're giving them the ball with plenty of time, only needing the field goal. So we were aggressive to start. Thought Julius did a good job on his play. He followed instructions by not scoring, probably would have liked him to stay in bounds, but he did follow you know, part A and didn't score, which was important. And then, you know, no shot, it was a unique situation. You know, you talk about, we call it first down, fall down, and a lot of times that's in the open field. But you know, his job was to get the first down, but not score a touchdown, and he did that. And so we work on situations in training camp. I've never quite had that one simulated before, but I thought it was good that we did that. I thought we played it just right.
Could you tell if Dallas was going to let you score?
I couldn't tell. You know, I've always oftentimes thought that you're not supposed to make it obvious to the offense from the get-go. You're supposed to line up in a threatening defensive position, and then, you know, you react on the snap. So, but we were trying our best not to get the first down, but not to score, to avoid giving them the ball back because our offense was so hot.
Peyton, the naked bootleg, another weapon in your arsenal?
It was just, you know, like I said, we talked about that on Sunday. So it was a good play, good design. You know, Clancy Barone's kind of in charge of our short yardage, and it was a thought that kind of popped in during the week, and you know, ended up working out for us.
How much does it help? Not just the great receivers, but they all have unique skill sets that they're different than one another. I mean, you got guys that are smaller that have quick moves. You got bigger, stronger guys like DT that are just such a tough cover for these guys.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, every football player is going to have, you know, certain attributes and certain skill qualities. So, you know, at the end of the day, they're all trying to do the same thing. All trying to get open, get the ball in their hands, go forward. You know, we're still doing a good job running after the catch. You know, but it's their job, you know, to get open, and all of them can, I think, use their specific skills to try to do that.
Hey, Peyton, what's something a couple of years ago, you know, what's something in football that you appreciate now and you find satisfaction in now that maybe like three, you know, having come back from your injury that maybe 10 years ago you didn't?
I guess it's hard to pick one specific thing. I think I do, you know, take a little more time to soak certain things in. You know, when you know you're, 37 years old and you're not going to play another, you know, 10 years, you know, like you hope you will when you're 23. When you are out for a year, you certainly have a greater appreciation when you get back. I know last year it was very gratifying to be back on the field, and it still feels that way this year. I still feel very, you know, fortunate to be playing a game at 37, you know, a game I've been playing since I was in high school. And, you know, with that injury last year, it's a good reminder about where your priorities need to be. And so, but I do feel humbled and grateful to be back on the field, and I try to enjoy all things that come with it. Now, it's still a ton of work now, and we are, I use the word grinding. We're grinding each week, you know, and it's not just, I'm just that happy to be out here and enjoying it. I mean, you're grinding to win, and, you know, Sunday's game was fun, you know, kind of once we got in the locker room, but it was fairly stressful during the game. But, I mean, I certainly like, you enjoy being in those, you know, situations and having the opportunity to do it. But so I think I do have a, you know, probably more of an appreciation for some of the small things. You know, it's always on the plane ride home after a win like that. I mean, you laugh at some little things. Noshine and I had a lot of laughs about the argument we had at the end of the game. You know, that was pretty kind of a rare conversation. And so I think you do have an appreciation for those things, because you also know that once you stop playing, you know, you don't get to fly on a plane with, you know, 53 guys, and everybody's standing up when the plane's taken off, and nobody has their seatbelt fastened, everybody's using their cell phone, you know. So when the pilot says we can't take off, if those things are happening, they're lying, because you can't, because, you know, because we do it. And so those are things you miss when you stop playing. And so I guess I try to have an appreciation for those things.
A few more from
Peyton,
guys.
Peyton, there's been a lot of conversation about concussion in the NFL. As a dad now, do you have any hesitations about your son playing football?
I would not. I mean, Marshall's, you know, 2 and a half, so got a little time there. But I would not. You know, I do think that there's an emphasis on playing it the right way. You know, talk about that heads up. I think I don't remember that being taught and stressed as much when I was playing. I didn't play organized ball really until I was in the seventh grade, because the leagues weren't quite as organized. So I think you want to, you know, playing a good organized league with good coaching and good equipment. I believe that's important. I don't believe there's anything wrong with playing in the backyard and playing at recess up until your seventh, eighth grade. That's what I did. That's what worked for me. You know, there's flag football. You know, you want to, like I said, I waited until I was in the seventh grade. So, but I think playing the right way, you know, having it well taught is important. And I think if you do that, I'm all for playing youth football. I don't know. You gotta, I mean, I'm just. I'm sure that. Yeah, I'm sure FAA is not going to appreciate that.
Thank you, Peyton. Yeah. Thanks, guys. So.